Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. We are live. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of August 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. Any news item, any issue, any story you want to cover, any question, any comment, the phones are now wide open at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776. Okay, where to start, where to begin? I have several large, very important stacks of news and information here. Number one, we have Rasmussen and other national scientific, highly respected polls showing that Obama now has this is staggering, 41% approval rating. The lowest previous to this was Jimmy Carter with a 46. 8 months into his administration, 8 months and 2 days, this is the lowest ever for any president. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall. People expected this guy to walk on water. They expected to have their houses paid for, their cars paid for, the wars to end, the warrantless wiretapping to end, the police state to end. And, of course, they're just getting more of it. Obama is their closer. He is meant to take all of the George Bush's policies and make them look trendy and progressive and basically repackage them. He's a great case point for a college advertising class in RTF of what advertising is. Take something that it isn't and repackage it and sell it as something that it isn't, where people buy into the idea of the fraud. But when you're losing your job, losing your house, losing your country, losing your future, all the slick teleprompters, all the Harvard lawyer-trained speech, all the fancy suits, it means nothing. Reality is beginning to set in on the propaganda of Barack H. Obama. So we're going to talk about that today. Also, more congressmen, more governors coming out saying they don't want martial law under the staged flu pandemic coming up in just a few months that the media has been hyping. And we keep seeing stories about Miami Dolphins getting it and baseball teams getting it, tailor-made to hype the fear. And then weeks later, it always comes out they didn't really have the dreaded swine flu. And remember, you've had less than 2,000 deaths worldwide, less than 200 here in the U.S., but the media is acting like it's the end of the world when your normal flu every year kills almost 500,000 people worldwide, 36,500, close to 37,000 people in the U.S. alone. What is going to happen when the regular flu season hits and tens of thousands die? If they've almost shut down our society under a level 6 pandemic global police state, under a few hundred people dying in the U.S., what is going to happen when tens of thousands die? That's why we continue to cover this. A lot of new big developments on that front as well. Also, of all people, Larry Flynt, who is very influential, has the 10th largest magazine in the world, has been a mainline Democrat his entire life, a mainline liberal. He's coming out saying both parties are controlled by the New World Order, by the Rothschilds, by the Rockefellers. The article he wrote is just unbelievable. And I happen to know, because I ran into one of the main editors at Hustler. He came to our event in 2006 in L.A., our 9/11 event that was on C-SPAN, that it's our material that's woken up Larry Flynt. And love him or hate him, it's a big deal to have Larry Flynt coming out and attacking Obama. So people are seeing through the left-right paradigm. If Larry Flynt can, then phony right-wingers can as well. We're going to cover that and the attacks on free speech. The Washington Post, Sydney Morning Herald, of all publications, defending our Joker contest. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Thank you for joining us. It is the Sunday edition, 23rd day of August, 2009. President Barack Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president in U.S. history 8 months into his administration. We're now 8 months and 2 days in. He has the lowest ever, and he's dropping faster and faster and faster and faster. He has a full 4 points under what Jimmy Carter, the previous title holder, had. This, according to Rasmussen, similar numbers out of Gallup, similar numbers out of Zogby. This guy is a political nightmare. He is a political implosion because the hype was just messianic. He was our Lord. He was our Savior. He was the one. He was like Jesus, the media said. He was going to save us. He was the world's president. It just went on and on. We cover it in my film, The Obama Deception. But here is the danger. He may be politically wounded, but he's extremely dangerous because the people controlling him know that when his agenda became public, his approval ratings would implode. That's what a week after he was elected, Vice President Biden, Vice President-elect, was out on the West Coast, and he was talking to their big, $500,000 donors, their biggest donors, in a closed-door meeting, but somebody recorded it on their iPhone, and we've played the clip many times, and he said, look, 6, 7, 8 months in, he's going to be hated because of our policies. He's going to be hated, but you've got to stick with us. You know, you're the insiders. Don't worry. You're going to get paid off with the taxpayer money. And we're going to have a crisis coming. So they're going to stage a crisis. And it could be a new war, as the Rand Corporation is calling for. It could be this bird flu, as the governors are saying and as congressmen are saying. From Congressman Brown to former Congressman Dick Armey are saying they may use this flu as a pretext to get his agenda through. I mean, when you've got the Governors Association writing letters saying we don't want martial law to the White House, when you've got major members of Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Brown, and others, the good news is at least people are getting the game of stage crisis. You got Michael Savage on 400-and-something radio stations, third biggest show in the country, coming out every week and saying Obama's going to blow up buildings like Hitler did with the Reichstag to bring in martial law. I mean, this is exciting. In fact, I want to commend the so-called right wing in this country for finally waking up. The left woke up to Bush staging terror. Congress now has an 11% approval rating. It had gone up to about 20, depending on the poll, 19 to 22, depending on the poll. When Obama got elected, there was this fresh wave of euphoria, thinking that, okay, maybe things will change. But people figured out real quick, same scam, just a new slicker version, reading off a teleprompter in a $5,000 suit, Harvard educated, with the, sweet eyes you can believe. Those are lying eyes, though, ladies and gentlemen, like the Elvis song. Walks like an angel, talks like an angel, but is the devil in disguise. In fact, let's cue that up. I know we've got that. Let's play that sometime during the show today. She walks like an angel, talks like an angel, but I God wise, oh, she's a devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in disguise. I'm sorry, I'm really putting shame to Elvis. He just had his anniversary of his death last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? I forget. But I'm addicted to the Elvis channel on Sirius. I'm sorry, it's a problem I have. So we've got that going on. I want to discuss that with the listeners, because don't think the establishment spent over $1 billion putting him into office. That's right, over $1 billion. McCain raised over 500 mil. I mean, he got, Obama just from Wall Street got four plus. It's almost five times the money that McCain got. I'm not saying vote for McCain. It's like a Don King fight. McCain was taking a dive. What do you think putting that dingbat Palin in there was meant to do? And the advisors she's got are definitely on globalist payroll, telling her to quit the governorship. That destroyed her political future. But that That doesn't matter. The issue that I'm trying to cover here is that we told everybody it was essential to show him as a fraud and a liar because they were building him up as this messianic savior. They hoped the public wouldn't get wise, but their better political brains all said that the people will get wise within a year. Their top brains know said 6 to 8 months, and they were right. And they said, we need a crisis to resell him. So what is that stage crisis going to be? I want to ask the listeners that. In other news, here in my stack, they are rehyping the flu. We're going to get into that. And they talk about the Miami Dolphins, a bunch of them have it. Perfect way to hype this is to, you know, talk about how they have it when this is a mild flu compared to other flus. Again, the question is, why are they hyping it? Well, governors and congressmen are saying as a pretext to have the whole government shut down during the fall so Obama can pose as the savior and ram through his anti-gun legislation, his open border legislation, his new Bank of the World legislation, handing over our sovereignty, expanding NAFTA and GATT, the North American Union, SPP. His socialized health care agenda. I want to go over some of the new versions of the bill, subsection by subsection, what's really in there. But I just wanted to mention this, and if I have time near the end of the show, I'm going to play some of these newscasts and get into it. They are now on New York TV, California TV, Texas television, reporting like it's the end of the world with my Joker, my Obama Joker contest. I mean, they are with pinched faces like they're talking about a meteorite approaching the Earth that will kill all life on the planet in 6 months. I mean, they are talking like the Black Plague has been released. They're talking like the end of the world has happened with grave faces about how scary it is and how frightening it is and how the public is scared and police are investigating and state attorney generals are looking at it in Florida and no one knows what to do. It's so deadly scary. These people are putting up posters with Infowars.com under Obama as the Joker and socialist and fascist. And people keep saying, why do you have socialist posters? Why do you have fascist posters? Why do you have New World Order posters? Because socialism, fascism, it's all forms of command and control. Different people, it means different things. Okay, there's different definitions to it. I could spend 10 hours on it if you wanted to. The point is, it's collectivism. And the establishment fooled you with false choices of collectivism. Instead of saying, I want to be a libertarian or I want to be somebody who wants freedom, I want a constitutional republic, they confuse everybody with questions of liberal versus conservative, fascist versus socialist. But that isn't the issue. Here is the Washington Post. Flickr versus free speech. Where is their courage? Washington Post. There's a Sydney Morning Herald article talking about censorship in America, not allowed to criticize Obama, defending us. Meanwhile, here's the Hayes County Free Press, freedom of hate speech. Then it says Hayes County doesn't have laws against posting these Infowars.com Obama Joker posters, but we need one. And the city council is speeding through a law to ban it, and police are investigating. And then I have ABC 12, KBMT News, out of Northeast Texas, out of Tyler, Texas, and they're reporting on this like, well, I'm going to play it later if I have time. First, I want to take your calls and get into Obama's plunging approval ratings, but here's the issue. It says posters depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas, Friday, August 22nd. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the image and the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site. And it goes, Tyler police took photos and collected some of the posters as evidence. They're now investigating. So see, here's the issue. In this free country now, they don't care about $23.7 trillion stolen by foreign banks. It's hyperventilating over us, but people see the censorship as they remove the poster everywhere saying it's hate speech, even online. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yes, you are.
Bills here in just a moment. I want to throw a program note out. I am consulting for and appearing in some of the TV episodes in October and November and December on True TV, a television program with Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, wrestler, movie star, for those that don't know who he is. And while I was out there in Los Angeles last week taping interviews for that TV show, I got an interesting interview with Jesse Ventura. We're going to be airing that tomorrow on the weekday show, or maybe in two parts, part tomorrow, part on Tuesday. That's coming up. We also have an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with somebody that a lot of the pollsters and political experts are saying is probably going to end up winning in Kentucky. That's Rand Paul, son of Dr. Ron Paul. How exciting is that, ladies and gentlemen, having a Ron Paul clone? That's what he is. A doppelganger, but a good doppelganger, in the U.S. Senate. We interviewed him when he was in town for a fundraiser Friday. That is going to be coming up during the week as well. So just wanted to get that out there so folks know that's coming up. And I've also got some other big guests coming up during the week. Very, very exciting information on that front. Coming up later in the next hour, I'm also going to read in its entirety, Larry Flynt, of all people, has come out against the New World Order and the Democratic Party, saying both parties are controlled and Obama is a New World Order frontman. This is a huge Democratic supporter, huge in Hollywood, always trying to set up Republicans, always trying to catch them, you know, with hookers and things. He's coming out and saying he understands the left-right paradigm, that it's all controlled now. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. So I'm going to go over that. Because when Larry Flint's kind of a canary in the coal mine, when he becomes nonpartisan, when he finally gets it, and by the way, I've talked to the editor at Hustler. It's from my films, our material. Very exciting. People say, why is your stuff published in Hustler? They ask, we let them. I mean, you know, whatever audience I can get to is the point. And about 3 years ago, I found, they're like, we want to publish your articles in Hustler. And they published three of them in there. So, but the point is, Larry Flint is now completely awake to the New World Order, coming out against Obama. Look out on that front. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get into the flu, big new developments there. Obama's approval rating, in case you haven't heard. Rasmussen reports the daily presidential tracking poll for Sunday shows a 27% of the nation's voters strongly approve of the way that Barack Obama is performing his role as president. 41% strongly disapprove, giving Obama a presidential approval index rating of minus 14. These figures mark the lowest approval index rating yet recorded for this president or any previous president. This is just unbelievable. I mean, he was 49 2 weeks ago in Rasmussen. Ladies and gentlemen, George Bush had a 39% when he left. I mean, this is 8 months in. All right. I know I've already said that. It's just, I kept trying to explain, though, we've got to expose that he's a New World Order front man when he had power and was strong, because he's pulling through their entire agenda of carbon taxing and global government and UN treaties and North American Union and anti-gun bills and hate speech bills and government-controlled health care, hijacking 20% of the economy. But he's still dangerous. But now we've got to point out that the other party's controlled as well. And both parties are going to continue to be unpopular as long as they continue to follow the orders of the special interests that put them in office instead of what the people want and what the Bill of Rights and Constitution states. So this isn't over. They'll just put a new puppet in and people will find out they're bad. And then another puppet. And that's why this country's going into revolution, because people are finally getting it, no matter who they put in. I mean, previously it took years for people to find out a president was scamming them. Now they find out in 6, 7, 8 months. The jig is up, folks, in the information age. All right, let's go to calls here. I'm going to go to your calls quickly and try to get to the next person. So please have your point ready. Wyatt in Maryland, you're on the air, Wyatt.
Hey, don't Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard from you in probably 5 years. This is the guy that shot the Marines training to confiscate the guns and take over Hebron, Maryland, that's in Police State 2000, Wyatt.
Yeah, it's been a while. I listen to you all the time, but just haven't had a chance to call. I work a lot, and I'm on the road a lot. In fact, I'm on the road now. Since Congress has been on recess, their vacation, their one of many. C-SPAN radio, which I was doing in my car, in my van, is constantly playing flu vaccine programming. It's either from Health and Human Services or Center for Disease Control or General Napolitano from Homeland Security. They're constantly on. They have this thing put into a science, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. As though, and they're all talking about epidemic, pandemic. They've got this thing planned. This is no secret for them. Napolitano was on the other week, and they replayed it. And what she said is, I'm talking about, we need the parents to take control of everything, make sure that they watch their children, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, and we're working along with the Department of Defense. And you know what that means? That's code for military.
Well, Wyatt, there's no code. Wyatt, there's no code about it. The Pentagon has gone to Congress and said, we want funding additional for 400,000 regular Army and Marines to patrol America to fight terrorism. I mean, this is Associated Press, The Hill. This is all mainstream news. And yes, that's the point. For listeners and new listeners that don't study how government works, we said in January that they were building mass graves, getting ready for martial law, training local emergency managers and police, that this was coming in the fall. 10 months later, I went on air, did show after show. Then we correctly said, and I'm not tooting our horn, I'm saying, because it's obvious, it's out in the open. April was just the fear mongering, the priming, the non-event, two or three dead Americans, so people wouldn't notice how obvious it was that they were building up, making the vaccine, openly coming out with announcements about forced inoculations and army on the streets. So that was the smoke screen for them to go public. And you're right. They are gearing up congressmen, governors are saying what you're saying, Wyatt.
What I mean by code is when Janet Napolitano was on air on the C-SPAN at her meeting, what she said was, she didn't say military, she said Department of Defense. That's what I meant by code. She was using...
Exactly.
She's not safe. Right. So that's another thing. One other thing. I'm going up to New York on 9/11. I hope a lot of people will be there. But your buddy Glenn Beck, who I can't stand, is gearing up for 9/12. That's all he talks about on his program. 9/12.
Yeah, he poses 9/12. As a patriot to co-opt the liberty movement and make
that's
it about
right,
the
that's
police.
Right. I guess he's going to be co-sponsoring it with him. John Ashcroft. Amazing.
Unbelievable. Listen, Wyatt, I appreciate your call. By the way, this came out 2 weeks ago. I didn't even cover it. I saw it in my old stack. And it came out Friday and I didn't cover it. Because to me, it's passe. I already know this. Our audience knows this. We broke this 6 years ago. Now Governor Ridge of Homeland Security and John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, admit they were illegally ordered to issue fake terror alerts for political gain and the 2004 election. In fact, let's pull that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I mean, of course the terrorism's used to take our freedoms and for political gain. Okay, great job, Wyatt. Great points. Mike, others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us after the news. Thank you for joining us for this syndicated radio transmission. We also simulcast the radio show live in living color with the TV show, with the document cam, and a lot more here at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can link through at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. I did want to go to the Washington Post. This was from Friday, August 21st. Ridge, fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says pressure from fellow cabinet members to raise the nation's terror alert level just before the 2004 presidential election helped convince him it was time to quit working for President George W. Bush. In a new book, Ridge says that despite the urgings of former Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld and then Attorney General John Ashcroft, he objected to raising the security level, according to publicity released for the book's publisher. And see, that's a spin. Why did the owner of the World Trade Center or the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein, go on PBS right after 9/11 and say that they had controlled demolition to Building 7? Because he knew that police and firemen were speaking out about it. And see, now when it comes out, he's just like, well, I told you we blew it up. Why do you think Ari Fleischer in 2003 and 2004 both was in the AP saying, oh, yeah, we issue these all the time for political purposes or whenever there's a scandal? He did that so he wouldn't be criminally charged down the road. That's why these guys just come out like it's no big deal. Like, yeah, I beat my wife. What's the big deal? Or, you know, it's hiding it in plain view. And that's why Ashcroft's coming out now saying, oh, I didn't like issuing fake terror alerts, and I didn't like the warrantless wiretapping that's illegal on the American people. And then as soon as they pass a congressional law making it retroactively legal, now he comes out and says he loves it. These guys know they committed all these crimes, had nothing to do with keeping you safe. Homeland Security in 2008 issued the DHS report we broke in 2009. It wasn't Barack Obama saying gun owners and veterans are the number one terror threat. Oh, he likes it. He reissued it. No, this is unified. These political parties have the same agenda, just different ways of packaging what they're doing. They're nothing but corporate frontmen for this offshore corporate banking takeover. Look, I told you 5 years ago we had guests on. We had reporters about Blackwater running hit teams all over the world. Israel bragged in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post they had hit teams in the U.S. killing U.S. citizens. It wasn't like I was breaking some big news. Now it's in AP. It's in Reuters. Unwritten CIA death contract awarded to Blackwater. Here's another one. Report: CIA hired Blackwater contractors for secret hit squad. Totally illegal. But see, they 2 months ago, we told you this was coming out, and we told you they were going to lie and say, oh, it was only hit teams to kill Al-Qaeda. It wasn't illegal to kill Al-Qaeda, supposed Al-Qaeda. They're lying. When you actually read what Panetta told Congress and what's now admitted, it was killing political enemies. It was killing people in foreign governments. It was killing corporate people. Remember the Merck article in ABC News where Merck got caught in federal court, quote, hiring seek and destroy hit teams? And then they didn't say what those hit teams meant. And Merck said, oh, we mean just figuratively send hit teams to your house. Folks, every major Fortune 100 has private hit teams, okay? This is how the world works now. Why don't they kill me? Because they don't want to highlight everything I'm saying. Because we lay it all out. We know exactly how their program works. All we do is study this. Oh, my gosh. And if you think of any of this has stopped under Obama, you've got another thing coming. Okay? Wake up. We have corruption running rampant. Homeland Security and Northcom is built for you. It's built for landowners and property owners and gun owners and middle class. The big, rich offshore banks are going to sick the poor, starving underclass on you and take everything you've got. That's their playbook. You understand how this works? I hope you do. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, the question I'd like to know through YouTube to find out with the, you know, my fellow countrymen is whether the genetically modified organisms that they're giving us, whether it's the what's gonna break the camel's back? Is it the high fructose corn syrup? That is, by the way, in 90% of everything I see in the stores, it causes male rats never to develop their testicles fully. What is it going to be, America? Is it going to be the flu prepared for the fall? And then they're going to have people begging for the cancer viruses, you know, once they release the flu. And
I now have the video. I now have the video of during Senate hearings on geoengineering, terraforming the planet. I'm not kidding. We have the video. Eco-science author John P. Holdren before Senator Jay Rockefeller, and Jay Rockefeller is actually worshiping him, saying, you walk on water, you are the greatest scientist, oh, we love you. And you know why? The Rockefellers, and we question Jay Rockefeller, he's in the upcoming film, we put cameras on him, We Are Change did. He actually worships him because it is Holdren's plan that has been fully adopted as world government policy. And that is to sterilize you to the food and water. And you better believe it. When you tell people it makes the rats not have basically have testicles, it shrivels them down to nothing. When you tell them that 50%+ of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury for no reason, it's not even in the manufacturing, it's being added. When you tell people that, they better listen to you because what you told them is a fact. In fact, put it on screen about the fructose corn syrup. Go ahead.
And let me finish. The fluoride in the water, okay?
Start over. I interrupted. You start over. Start over.
Okay. Well, basically, you know about you just mentioned the modified organisms, the fructose, the corn syrup that has the mercury and causes the rats not to develop the testicles. Terrible things. I just want to find out what they think. What is it going to take? What's going to do it, America? Here, I'm reading an article here. Germans and Russians used fluoride to make prisoners stupid and docile. That to me sounds like America, right there. And
that's in two Pulitzer Prize winning books on World War II. Absolute declassified fact. And the U.S. government said, "Hell, they put it in their water, we'll put it in ours."
Right,
you wonder
right,
why the men are look. The public are like zombies. I mean, have you gone to a public event and tried to talk to people? Folks, you are under chemical attack. I know, it's insane. All the FBI guys listening, do you like it? Your kids are being poisoned? Exactly, it's insane.
And I'm upset too, Alex, because that goes into my body. I got to take a shower, okay? It probably gets into your body.
It doesn't probably. You get as much or more of those chemicals when you take a shower or bath through your skin, biggest organ in the body, and through your lungs. You're breathing it.
One last thing. The dollar, America. Okay, they love it to fall. Well, Wall Street does. We're pushing the stocks up. Why? I have no idea.
Let me explain. When the dollar drops, it takes more dollars in the global currency to buy stocks. Stock go up. People love that illusion.
Well, here's the thing that we're worried about. It's a nice thing. They're even predicting it going down more. What if it keeps going? Okay, then all right. Well, then we're going to push the market up to a certain point. The son of a gun's going to crash. We're going to wake up and just like Jefferson said, and everyone, nobody's going to own anything anymore. It's going to be the whole world is just going to crash. I mean, after
listen,
that.
Listen, we have psycho eugenicist, and I appreciate your call, Senator Jay Rockefeller. Our cameras confronted him. It's in the upcoming Obama film. I'm going to announce the name of the film, by the way, Tuesday on air. Their family, in the encyclopedia, they admit, funded all world eugenics, Hitler, everything. And whenever Holdren gets before Jay Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller is worshiping him. I mean, he literally says, "You walk on water, you're the greatest, oh, we love you." I mean, just worships him. Folks, these wicked, wicked control freaks are the sickest people on the planet you can imagine. I mean, it is a big, sick joke to them because humans are a parasite, humans are scum, and it's funny what they're doing to us. Okay, I got to take more than one call per segment. We're going to come back and take a whole bunch of your calls in the next segment. And I'm going to also get more into Obama's plunging approval rating. I mean, what is the establishment going to do when their front man, their god, their 2.0 president, their corporate scam artist, their advertising widget is crashing and burning in front of everybody? They're going to stage crises. Here I come now, baby. Good to be here live. Glad that you're joining us this evening. Let's go straight back to your calls. Xandor in Illinois. Xandor, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you for posting my article today. I wrote an article entitled Gun Propaganda and the Healthcare Reform Illusion. You posted it today on your site.
Yes, I'm the one that, I'm the person that posted it a few hours ago. I thought it was a good article.
Thank you. The two previous articles that I wrote about that were about the healthcare reform issue, and they were reflecting my opinion that the the legislators in Washington, D.C. need to read their bills before they even vote on them.
Well, that's the thing. The health care bill does have that the feds access your bank accounts whenever they want. It does have they surveil you. It's the same stuff in Europe. It's a carbon copy of what they have in the continent in Europe, even worse than England, almost what they have in Finland. It's got all this anti-gun where the pediatricians and the doctors won't treat you if you own guns in the house, where they ask, do you own the gun? You know, when we talk about death boards, they have the bioethics boards, and we know what those hospice panels have done. We know that they withhold care. We know that Obama has openly said, we're going to decide what care you get and what you don't. And then everybody said no to their plan. So then they tried to lie and they say, oh, no, our plan doesn't say that. That made him lose all his credibility. You know, it's bad enough if he comes out and says, yeah, that's my plan. What's wrong with it? But to lie about it and to say that that stuff isn't in the bill. I mean, I was watching CNN last night. They just keep digging a hole deeper and deeper for themselves. It's not just Obama crashing and burning right now. It's all the media that hooks their wagon up to him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. All that is in the bill. I agree. And then you'll get your congressman or your senator, and you will bring something like that up to him, and he'll go, well, no, that's not in the bill, or no, I didn't read the bill, or it was, you know, it wasn't there.
Yeah, well, let me tell folks, I've not read the 5,000-6,000 pages of three versions, but I've gone through synopses written by different groups, and I've clicked on the links to go check the bill in the subsection they say, and I've spot checked it, and I probably spent 10 hours the last 2 months, probably more on it, and it's worse than people say. And you know why? Because it gives unlimited power to the feds to do whatever they want, and it federalizes health care. It gets federal control over it. And you talk about camel's nose under the tent flap. Go ahead.
Yeah, and see, it takes people like you and your normal guy going up to the to these town hall meetings. They have read the bills. Their own legislators have not read these bills, or at least claim that they haven't read the bills, or lie about it.
Or a lot of them will say, yeah, I know it says your son that's got muscular dystrophy wouldn't be covered, but we're going to take that out. See,
right,
some congressman like Dingell was actually honest. But then that same day, the same question got brought up to another congressman. He said, that's not in there. It's in there, you lying. Ugh.
Right.
Not going to say it.
I agree with that. I understand that. I pointed those out in articles. I try to be very nice when I write my articles.
Tell folks briefly, then I'm going to move to other callers. Your article's up on screen right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks on the radio, it's titled Gun Propaganda and the Healthcare Reform Illusion. Tell folks briefly the sections or the areas that get into guns.
About the third or fourth paragraph down, I talk about William, who I met at the Liberty Forum in March, and I explained that, you know, one of the things he said on the interview with Chris Matthews was that his gun is for defense. Well, that's what your gun is for. It's not there showing force to these people. It's not there saying, hey, we're going to come get you. It's there saying, look, if you come after us, we're going to defend ourselves.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, there's all this ninnying and hyperventilating and freaking out over citizens showing up in New Hampshire and Arizona. We've had both men on. Both are listeners, of course. It's so great. Just no matter what the big news is, it's our listeners. That's because we have active, incredible, involved, informed. And they're there to break the paradigm and say, my guns aren't dirty, my guns aren't bad, so that I won't have a carpet cleaner at my house again try to call the cops on me when he sees a shotgun in a gun rack 8 years ago in Austin. That happened to me. The guy watches TV where every TV show is based in New York City, where the cops catch you with a gun, you go to jail. These idiots on fluoride and all these drugs, they believe it's illegal. Well, we got to wear our guns openly so they understand they're not. There's only a few cities, Chicago, New York, maybe four or five others, half a dozen others, where you can't carry a firearm openly, and those city rules are being overthrown as unconstitutional. And you know why the cops supported the people in New Hampshire and in Phoenix? There are more than 15 people out there with guns, all counted now, outside an Obama event, because the cops aren't stupid. They know the real gun they got to worry about is the concealed gun. They know there's people with guns all over the place with concealed carry or carrying concealed illegally. It's illegal to carry a gun concealed under common law. That's why you need a permit to carry a gun concealed, not one to carry it open. So the government makes it the illusion that you can't own a gun or carry one by saying we'll give you a permit to have it concealed. That then sets the precedent to only have them concealed. But the issue here is we're sick of it. Every couple days I hear about some old man, it's usually an old man, cleaning his gun in his garage. It could be in Texas. It could be in Vermont. Shameful that these supposed liberty states it happens to. I see it in Virginia, and I see it, you know, in Illinois, and I see stories in Massachusetts where it happens. And it'll be man arrested for arsenal. Neighbor saw garage with 5 guns, 1,000 rounds of ammo. Called police. Man in psychiatric custody. Because, see, they can't hold him for the guns that weren't illegal. They can hold him and say, we're taking him and saying you may be mentally ill. Because some chicken-necked, domesticated, cowardly, moron neighbor, little snitch. I've got all these newscasts pouring in from across the country right now. And YouTube videos our listeners are shooting as they peacefully put up ObamaJokerInfoWars.com posters. Citizens run up, rip them down, say, I'm reporting you to police. Go get the police and bring the police. And the police go, well, everybody else hangs up posters. Then the mayor gets involved and orders the police to come after him. The police don't want to do this. You think the police want to go raid some old man for his legal guns? But they get fired if they don't by the dirtbag New World Order CIA police chiefs. And by the way, CIA's had most major city police chiefs under their control since the early 1960s, and that's come out in major congressional reports. In the 1970s, the Church Committee documented that. But that's coming up later, ladies and gentlemen. They are calling for me to be arrested. International Spanish TV is calling for my arrest. The Hayes County newspaper says freedom of hate speech and says I'm basically a criminal. I mean, this is just insane. But meanwhile, the Washington Post comes out and the Sydney Morning Herald and defend us and say this is our First Amendment and say it's wrong that Flickr and Facebook are banning these any images criticizing Obama, not just the Joker. And you know why the establishment, CIA run, Washington Post is coming out defending us? Because they know this blew up in their face. They know that it made everybody go crazy, go print the posters off InfoWars.com and put them up 100 times what they were going to do. The establishment is going, what is your problem, local branches? You shouldn't have censored this and given it attention. And they're like, but we hate America. We hate freedom of speech. We can't wait to be turned loose on the people. You can't let them know we're tyrants so quickly. You can't come out and do that. That only proves their point. Stand down. If you the more you suppress them, this poster stuff could totally cause what Alex Jones is calling the poster revolution. Stand down. Stop censoring the poster. That's why all these major outlets, the big top government run ones, Washington Post admitted OSS since before the CIA. That's on record. Just Google Washington Post CIA Operation Mockingbird. They've got top editors. They've got stuff they're putting out directly as the mouthpiece of the Washington Post saying, do not take the posters down off the walls. Do not take them off the web. And you know why? Because they realize, ladies and gentlemen, that they are doing exactly what I planned for them to do all along. Walking right into the First Amendment trap to make tyrants act like tyrants. And you just can't help it because it's your nature. I wish you would have left them up because then I would have been proven wrong to myself. I wish this wasn't happening. I live in this country. I love freedom. I love the First Amendment. Even if somebody's attacking me, I defend their right. We're going to come right back with a full live hour coming up. With tons of your phone calls, tons of other news issues, InfoWars.com. Front lines in the info war. Front lines in the fight for people's mind. There is a war on for your mind. InfoWars.com, radio broadcasting network. More after the news. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's 1776 all over again. Let's go back to your phone calls. Jason in Washington and Sirius, Ryan, John, Dan, Philip, Ronnie, Bobby, Rhonda. We're going to all of you. Let's go to Jason in Washington. Go ahead, Jason.
How's it going, Alex?
Good,
sir. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I've seen many of your documentaries and I've read your book also. I want to talk a little bit about Frank Shepard Fairey. For those of you who don't know, he's the front man for the Obey propaganda campaign. The same guy who did the Obama Hope poster.
And he's the guy that for like a decade had Andre's Got a Posse. That people who wonder why they see Andre the Giant with the word Obey, that's him.
Yeah, I mean, even George Orwell taught us to beware of the sign on the wall reading Obey, you know.
Yeah, and notice now he turns out he everything's communist red stars. It's sold in the shopping malls everywhere. He makes the Lenin-esque posters of Obama looking out. And again, that's the phony foundation, phony left rebellion. The elites know the people are going to rebel against their fascist model. So they create the socialist communist model of false rebellion to suck us into it.
Yeah, I've been studying propaganda, art, psychology, society for some time now, and I work for one of the largest Obey retailers in the world, and I've watched this whole Obama cult phenomenon play out slowly, and how they're trying to control how we think, how we act, and shaping the young public opinion, mostly in politics. I've been exposing Shepard Fairey and all of his plagiarized propaganda for the last 2 years now, and trying to show the dumbed-down people that he is using the same power used by the ruling elite of our society, giving us a mass psychology test. And for those who fall into the trap through the propaganda, the final grade is Armageddon.
Yeah, notice on his site, he wants everybody to print and post his crap. And what I've done is I'm declaring war on Obama's poster teams. He was in the Washington Post telling people to stick his posters on stop signs. I'm saying follow the law, don't do that. Notice, though, that's okay. But so if you put up red stars and Obama... And then I notice he sells little Red Brigade toys, little Commissars of the Commissariat, the political speech police are the good guys on his site. Go ahead.
I mean, Shepard Fairey knows the agenda, and he's a frontman for a huge, dangerous cult following. I mean, all you need to do is look at his symbolism. His Obey logo is a star with a circle around it. What does that remind you of?
The communist.
Or a pentagram as well.
If you look at it, I mean, look. Guys, go back to the image you had on screen a minute ago, the Red Brigade Commissar. I mean, on his site, the Commissars are good. They're going to teach you what you can say. They're going, because, you know, they're going to teach you good. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sir.
All of his ideas, I'm sure you've seen John Carpenter's They Live.
Yes.
I mean, that's sort of where all of his foundation comes from for the Obey propaganda campaign.
Well, also I see the death rune on his site. Most people don't know the peace symbol is actually the death rune, or the rune of death, the eugenics symbol.
All of it. I mean, Shepard Fairey is a Satanist, and he's working for the elite, and he wants our minds.
So you work for him still, or you're now left his organization?
I'm in the process of leaving the organization. I still work for one of the largest retailers that sells his clothing line.
Well, notice how he was always anti-corporate, and these guys that always are anti-anybody selling their material, they're libertarian, but then they are the big corporate guys that the media supports and their stores are everywhere?
Oh, of course. He's a total sellout, too. So.
Yeah, well, I mean... It's not a sellout if you're successful and maintain your message. But his message has been Big Brother-esque all along. And that's the big joke, is they put out the Obey posters about submission to tyranny, and then it's supposedly anti-establishment, and then he makes these Stalin-esque posters. Good to hear from you, caller. Good to hear from Jason in Washington, Sirius and others. Your calls straight ahead. This is the authentic rebellion. This is the InfoWar.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls. Coming up, I want to read part of, most of, Larry Flint's open letter to the American people in the Huffington Post. Very, very interesting. Some other news. Mexico decriminalizes small-scale drug possession. See, it was nice for the government to control the drug dealing until things got out of control. And so now they're being forced to decriminalize because they know that will lessen the war that's going on. Also, artificial life is only months away, says biologist Craig Vintner, Times of London. CBS to run video ad in magazine this fall. That's the future. Your magazines are just going to be plastic filament that has a small chip in it that transmits through it like a TV screen the news articles. It's 20-year-old technology. It's now being phased in. Very exciting. We'll cover some of that. Also more on the flu, how the establishment's hyping that up. But right now, let's go back to the call. Cyrus in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Cyrus.
Alex, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Pleasure to talk to you. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Alex, I'm calling regarding an email I sent you earlier today. Yesterday morning, I attended a CDC-sponsored symposium regarding the swine flu. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that.
I have been getting a lot of emails, and listeners have been sending me video of CDC federalization brainwashing meetings where they train everybody to go under Pentagon, Department of Defense, regular Army control, mass graves. Again, we got laughed at 8 months ago. Now it's all over the news. The mass graves and incinerators are good. And then even if the feds don't launch this bio attack in the fall, they're setting the pretext for control. But tell us what you saw at this meeting.
Well, at first, you'll be happy to know a lot of people were talking about Alex Jones, and there were a lot of really informed people about what were going on. There weren't too many people that were in the dark, at least who attended the meeting that I was at. The meeting was billed as sort of an informational meeting for the public. But once we got there, almost immediately, it seemed to me it was sort of a public opinion survey, like a Nielsen sort of
survey.
That's
a focus group. No, they're finding
out if
the slaves are going to not notice when their kids, have convulsions and Guillain-Barrés.
Exactly correct. It was a focus group, down to the point where they gave us each electronic buttons and asked us to answer certain questions that they read to us, which I didn't participate in that end of it at all. But
by the way, we've confirmed what a caller gave us a tip on Friday. At Boston, Logan, and other airports, they're taking DNA samples, scrapings off people's hands, to get us ready for DNA databases that the feds already admit they want to make for all Americans. They're taking blood from all babies at birth, putting it in illegal databases. That's now mainstream news. But I just wanted to confirm before I forgot that they're using this flu thing just as a cover for total federal takeover. Go ahead.
When I got there, there was a woman who tried to make a point regarding something that happened in Texas. Apparently, there's a school district down there that wants to have the swine. You talk about this quite regularly, by the way. A school district down there that wants to make mandatory the swine flu vaccine before the children can attend school this fall. And the narrator tried to shut her down, which I jumped in right at that point. And after I sort of spoke up, the audience, it turned into a little bit of a town meeting, if you will. And so that nonsense stopped right from the get-go. But once that portion of the meeting calmed down, one of the narrators came to me, I guess because I was a little bit vocal, and actually introduced me to both the CDC head, who was a PR person, not a scientist, but a PR person, as well as a woman from the state of Pennsylvania. Her title was director of director of the Office of Public Health for Preparedness of Pennsylvania. Her name was Sharon Fitzgerald. And I asked her directly whether Pennsylvania was a signatory to the Emergency Health Preparedness Act, which, as you know, was passed some time ago by President.
Yeah, the Model States Emergency Powers Act, yeah.
Yes, sir. And she wouldn't answer me directly. She said she'd have to check with her legal department before she could answer. But
A lot of states didn't pass accompanying laws to index into the federal, to nexus in, but they still have the bureaucracies that take federal money have implemented. And then the feds themselves, first the feds get us federalized, then they are under UN Level 6. The World Health Organization admittedly is running this. So we're under UN control, and the UN bragged back in April, this is a great for global governance.
Well, one of the reasons I asked her about that, because I had seen another meeting, I think through your website at InfoWars, where a gentleman from the Department of the Navy who worked for the CDC had said that martial law or wouldn't be declared nationally. It would be sort of up to the states to implement, and it would be through that Emergency Health Powers Act, which is what...
But see, that's true, but it's not. Everything with these guys is a very slick language of lies to protect them liability. The states have signed agreements with the feds that when the federal emergency management liaison to the state preparedness directorate, when they tell them to go to it, the state then goes, aye, and flips the switch. So it's all legalese games they're playing. But yes, that's what I've been predicting. They're going to have regional freakouts, regional control to go, oh, look, the Army was out helping. Oh, look, nothing happened. They already have the Army doing drills all over the country. We played those newscasts, played them last week. So again, it's all part of acclimating. You know, the troops are, yeah, we're on the street just for the flu or just to stop drunk drivers. It's all to get you comfortable. But then when you actually go to the Army drills, it's for gun confiscation.
Well, there's just two other quick points that I wanted to tell you that I asked her about. One, and she was surprised at both of them. One, I asked her whether Pennsylvania had a plan to deputize non-doctors to give the injections, and what was the definition, the legal definition of deputization. And she, her and I parried back and forth. She didn't really want to answer. And finally, what she said to me was, Pennsylvania will not deputize. Because I said, what are you going to deputize them as? Police officers, sheriffs, officers of the court? Will they be able to detain me?
Yeah, for those that don't know, a bunch of states have deputized doctors and other people to forcibly inject. That's under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. That's all admitted. And I don't believe her. Every state that we've looked at is deputizing emergency people. And it's absolutely hellish, but go ahead.
Well, I believe you, because she did not want to answer. And what it came down to after 5 minutes of her and I going back and forth and Mike having pressed the issue further and further at each retort, she said Pennsylvania wouldn't use the verbiage of deputize. What Pennsylvania would do would be to immunize those people so that they couldn't be sued. And I let that drop at that point.
Yeah, the word is give them immunity. Yeah, give them immunity, indemnify is the word.
Indemnify.
She was going to. Did she say indemnify?
No, she said immunity.
Well, she just didn't know how. Yes, immunity is the same thing as an indemnity. Listen, I got to jump. Great, great point. Videotape those meetings. Put them up on YouTube yourself. Look, you're going to get nothing but lies and gobbledygook from local PR people. They go to central meetings. They're told what to say. They go out and then sell you a line of baloney. You can go directly to the executive orders. You can go directly to level 6 under the World Health Organization. You can go directly to the secret state of Texas document we released in April that was sent to us, was given to us by someone I know personally in city government. I'll just leave it at that. Here in Austin. And it is total martial law, total forced inoculation, quarantines, lockdowns of cities. Now, I told people that in April. Because I had the eyewitness reports and the documents. It wasn't hard. It's like reading the TV guide. People couldn't believe it. Now you've seen Fox, CNN, ABC, CBS all saying martial law might be needed. The Army may lock down cities and forcibly inoculate you. They're going to give immunity to locals that forcibly inject you. And now you see governors oppose DOD emergency powers, the Hill newspaper. Governors opposed to DOD emergency powers. National Guard takes over school and swine flu vaccine riot drill. Congressman, Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. Congressman Brown. Here's another one. Pentagon wants authority to post almost 400,000 military personnel within the United States. Okay, this is the type of news that we have. This, we know they're built mass graves. We know they're ready. We don't know if they're going to do this in October, November, December. If we get enough word out that this is all hype, this flu is one of the weakest ever seen, and that this is all a cover story, as even Dick Armey's saying, they may back off.
You look like an angel. You
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel,
but I got wild.
disguise will not anymore. Obama, slick-talking, long-legged Mac Daddy in there getting the job done. A lot better than that little Mac Daddy George W. Bush. Even slicker than Mr. Pimp Game himself, Bill Clinton.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. Look, let's ram in a bunch more of your calls and big news blitz coming up and then some calls at the end of the show. But what is Obama going to do? 41% approval rating. I mean, this looks bad, folks. Never, no president before him in the last 100 years of scientific polling has had below a 45 8 months in. I mean, he is going to really have to stage a crisis or something. And I think that's going to be the flu. What do you think? I mean, it's now come out. Washington Post, Associated Press, Governor Ridge, head of Homeland Security, said they were staging fake terror alerts for elections to get their approval ratings up. This is the name of the game. Fellow cabinet members pushed terror alerts. Washington Post, if you don't think Obama isn't going to stage some stuff, then you need to get your head checked, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Ryan in Washington State, you're on the air. Hey. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. God bless you for what you do. You woke me up 9 months ago. I just have a comment and a question. To everybody out there posting up the posters, do not back down. I mean, these Obamazoids, yes, they're crazy. I mean, I've been spit on, ripped, the posters ripped down right in front of my face, you know, and be informed with the facts, because I've gotten into conversations with them. And I think I've opened up a couple of their minds.
Yeah, I would neutralize them. I would say, I don't like Bush. I don't like Bush. I don't like Bush. And if you say that, they'll go, cannot compute, like Robbie the Robot. They go to YouTube, Robbie the Robot cannot compute with the smoke. Cannot compute. Cannot, left-right paradigm. It's like, you know, the smoke comes out the ears. Try to explain to them, let me guess, that's what you've been doing, but some won't listen, will they? It's more like,
They run up,
especially white yuppies. They run up with this crazy look going, you're a white supremacist. You know, you're not allowed to talk about our God. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And they don't even know what fascism is. And I said, you're partaking in fascism right now by suppressing my criticism of the government. But anyways, the question was, Obama's approval ratings are going down. And I'm just wondering if they're just going to go straight into martial law and not stage a, you know, like a terrorist attack or something over in Iran or something to do with Russia, or is it going to be something else? I don't.
Well, the Rand Corporation says they want to start World War III with Russia and China to get us out of the New World Order. I mean, to get the New World Order out of this crisis they're in, into the New World Order. They also talk about continuing staging an economic crisis, but that wasn't working for them. So now they're trying to get us out of this with a new bubble of all this fiat currency. So who knows what they're going to do? All the forces are lined up for a giant staged flu pandemic where the feds will come in as saviors, clamp down, but then boost their approval ratings just because people will be happy to be alive at the end of it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I appreciate your call. In fact, let me just now go ahead and briefly get to this, then back to your calls. Here is the Hays County Press, the county south of Austin, the county paper. Freedom of hate speech. And this article has our Obama fascism poster on the front, our variant of it. We also have a socialist one you've seen on the news. And it says Infowars.com and Alex Jones are doing it, and the county needs to pass a law making it illegal because it's not illegal. And they found a few idiot citizens to go tell the paper that they think it's great to ban free speech and that there needs to be a law. Now, if you go read the comments, though, on the 50, 60, 70, 100, I don't know, it's more than 50 articles I've seen. I'll always look at the comments. And 9 out of 10 or more say free speech. It was okay to put up posters of Bush as a monkey or Bush as a vampire or Bush as the Joker. Remember, I mean, in Austin, Texas, those were every other car. Why is there such a freak out over Obama? Because he is the New World Order's golden boy. He is the guy they're counting on getting it all done for him. He was the guy that was slick, the guy that looks like a movie star, that can read right off the teleprompter, you know, better than an Academy Award-winning actor. But it doesn't matter. The substance isn't there. I mean, Ron Paul's not that good of a speaker, but people love him because the information is true. The issue is, then the Washington Post comes out and defends the posters and defends people having them, because they're even taking them off the web. Yahoo, Facebook, Flickr, they're banning them, saying they're racist and evil. They've banned our videos on YouTube with the posters saying racism. You can't show Obama as a criminal. You can't show him with horns on his head. You can't show him as a devil. You can't show him as a joker, because he's above that. He's your new God. It's a hate crime, as the local paper says. Now, here is Tyler up in Northeast Texas freaking out over it. And I played phone tag with the reporter. I gave him quotes. Those aren't in the story. And they just reported ominously, like the police are out investigating and, you know, they're going to. Well, here it is.
Posters depicting President Obama as the Joker started appearing in Tyler, Texas yesterday. The altered picture of the president was made by a college student and has since gone worldwide via YouTube. Up to 20 posters were put on trees, signs, and windows. The only message was the website address, Infowars.com. That's the online site for a syndicated radio talk show host who offered $1,000 to the person who puts up the most Obama Joker posters. Some believe the presidential jab is hardly a joke. Tyler police took photos and collected some of the posters as evidence.
Oh my gosh, the person on light poles taped them up. And I don't have time to play them. We posted them on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, where they are calling for my arrest. I'm a racist. You know, they ask the guy on international Spanish TV all over North America. They ask him, why do you think they put him up? And they said, they need to arrest the person that had the idea for this contest. He doesn't like brown people. My wife speaks Spanish. I had to drag her over to the computer and say, what's he saying? I mean, this is craziness. And so it's backfiring, though. People are going, wait a minute, you can't put a poster up? And again, in Hays County, south of where I live, they're saying, well, we don't have a law against it, but we're trying to pass one right now. I mean, this is so un-American. This is shameful. What is their problem? You know, if you live in Hays County or any of these places, Miami, San Francisco, where they're calling for the banning of this, you ought to go to city council, even if you disagree with me criticizing Obama, and say, look, it's the First Amendment. If we ban people criticizing him, it's over. And everybody sees through this. That's why I'd say 9 out of 10 see through this. That's why the Washington Post and Sydney Morning Herald and all these big papers are coming out and saying, leave it alone. Don't pull them down. So I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of videos sent to me of people putting them up in San Antonio. People come over, rip them down, get in people's face. And they go, you will respect our president. Well, he doesn't respect the Bill of Rights or Constitution. He's a liar. He's a fake. And people are upset by this Joker image because it cuts through to who he really is. A criminal. A New World Order pimp. A liar. This poster only tells people what they already know on inside their gut. All right, I'm going to rampage through your calls on the other side. Each caller gets 1 minute. Then I'm going to hit the news. Stay with us. We're living the dream. 1776, part two. Standing up as free humanity, cutting through all the corporate lies and fraud, getting down to reality, Bill of Rights, Constitution, a libertarian, free society, reaching for the stars, not a bunch of pot-bellied bureaucrats ruling over us. I want to say great job to the crew before I go back to your calls. Paul Hartman in there, Bob. And I see out there getting ready, Jaron Neihardt over at the local affiliate, making sure all goes well with that before we take the training wheels off. And then we've also got good old Jason Burmes coming up with a detailed new breaking news on the flu. Continuity of government. This is their shadow government excuse to debut the NORTHCOM Homeland Security System. That, oh, the Army just rules our lives. That is coming up. He'll have 3 hours after us for all the phone calls, all the people that want to get on the show today. I do want to put a plug in. While it's still legal and lawful, you know, they're saying it's that it's evil, you need to be arrested. If you criticize the president, you better not put up a poster saying he's bad. We've made our own iconic versions of the Obama Joker that really gets the establishment, well, their panties in a wad. And we have them all available at InfoWars.com via the secure online shopping cart, the Obama image. And we have it with In the Fed on the back, Stop the Criminal on the back, just InfoWars.com on the back. We have black T-shirts and white T-shirts, 8 different variants of the shirts at InfoWars.com. And, of course, the free flyers are also linked there on the page, so you can get them and print copies off and give them out to folks. Or you can give in to the Soviets and let all the freedom basically end. I guess we could have the chilling effect work and, you know, believe the Hayes County Free Press and all the other TV and radio stations saying it's hate speech and should be illegal. I mean, I guess you could just let America end, or you can go to the site and get my film, The Obama Deception, showing what a fraud this guy is. You can also call toll free to get the T-shirts and the books and the films like The Obama Deception, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWars.com. As I said, you can also write to us, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. That's P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, quickly, because I want to get to this other, but I also want to hear from you. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just had a quick question for you today. I recently spoke at a town hall meeting for my congressman last week, and it was a very big privilege to do so.
You have
and
done well, Lord Hayden.
I now have a one-on-one meeting with him coming up on Tuesday. I do want to bring up the FEMA camps, HR 645, Rex 84. I want to bring up all these things. I just wanted to ask you first to see exactly what do you think I should be doing here. You know what I mean? Just so I can get as much information as I can out of this guy.
Well, I would be confident. So many of us are apologetic when we speak out. I mean, it's almost like relationship books. I haven't read them, but I've heard the talk show host with him. I was on Man Cow last week, and he had a relationship guy on while I was on hold about how to be confident when you pick a woman up, but like really confident, not trying to be confident. You need to be confident when you're it's just like that. You want to be confident and very serious and lock eyes on and say, listen, Congressman, I know you're a very busy person. I brought you a folder of documentation. I'm about to give you a synopsis in this briefing, but in this folder, you will find the proof of everything I'm saying. And I would give him the Hill newspapers. Governors oppose DOD emergency powers. They oppose 400,000. Sorry, go ahead.
I said it's all printed. Everything's ready. There's no problem there.
Then that's it. I would just shake their hand, look them in the eye, and say, look, you live here too. Your family lives here too. You know this country's going into tyranny. And you know it's wrong. And so we need you to step up and understand what's happening and not go along with this tyranny. And then that's all you can do.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you for your help.
Good to hear from you, John. Appreciate it. Dan in Colorado. Dan, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Thank you very much for taking the call. Quick question to you, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners would like to hear your response. If you would, please, could you confirm or dispel the rumor that's been circulating about an upcoming bank holiday?
You know, a lot of people like to put dates on things, and there's every month or so people say there's a bank holiday. I did confirm that 2 months ago, or almost 2 months ago, that major embassies around the world were told, don't just have dollars. At least 2/3 of your currency reserves, have it in your local currency or euros or gold. And then the embassies were told, because there may be a dollar devaluation in the fall or winter. We do see a lot of big banks going under, several big ones last week. We know this $23.7 trillion that's starting to hit the streets is going to cause a dollar devaluation. Now, will that bubble pop in a month or 2 years from now? Or will they somehow Svengali it into a new bubble? I don't know. The point is, it's like the establishment is running around with a sparkling torch with embers dropping off of it in a fireworks factory with black powder all over the ground. So when is the factory going to blow up? I don't know. But they're running around with burning torches inside a fireworks factory. So your guess is as good as mine.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Dan in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead. That was Dan. Okay. Still on the screen. Philip in Canada. Go ahead, Philip.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and now I'm living in Canada as an artist. So I'm spreading the word around up here and telling everyone about the Fed, H1N1, and pretty much everything that you've been talking about. But they all kind of come to one question, which is, what's going to happen in Canada?
Exact same bull. All over the Western world, it's the same bureaucracies, the same names, the same groups, the same global corporate takeover. And of course, it's admitted it's a world government run by a select few corporations. But for anybody that won't even go research that, it's the same program, the same names. It's all a global corporate parasite that sits on top of the nation states, wrecking them. Because by wrecking things, they can have their corporate takeovers. And then people say, well, let us live under corporations. These are eugenicist, control freak Nazis. So you don't want to live under their world government because it's an authoritarian hell system.
I guess more specifically about the swine flu, do you think they're going to use that to push through the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America?
Yes, as the SPP meetings in Banff, Canada reported, that are in my film Endgame of 2 years ago, they said we'll use crises, economic crises, biological crises like the flu, terrorist crises to bring in the North American Union, yes.
Okay, because I haven't seen anything like the FEMA camps up here, and I was wondering, you know, are they
sir, under the Canadian, and I appreciate your call, under the Canadian top-off drills and NLE drills that they took part in, national-level exercise, your sports stadium is the FEMA camp. The local prison that's half empty is the FEMA camp. Okay, the FEMA camps are all, I mean, they have a FEMA camp in Taylor, Texas, north of me, they admit is for political dissidents. Yeah, there's FEMA's website. Foreign governments, 14 nations. Man, I tell you, they are getting fast on the computer in there. Hartman's in there running the TV show, radio show, and putting images up as fast as I can say them. Like an octopus in there. His new nickname is going to be Octoman. Aquaman summoned three giant whales and a huge octopus. Here he comes, Paul Hartman, the Octoman, incredible board op, video producer, and web librarian, and his little helper, the cuttlefish, Burmese. Burmese is not laughing at my joke out there. It's very funny, isn't it? I'm looking at them out the window. I got a huge headache now, folks. I got to go work on the film all night, and I'm officially burnt out. But I can't just have this film be cruddy. I got to have it just as good or better than the Obama deception. And the problem is I've got too much evidence, too much New World Order, too much evil to expose. I can't put it all in the film. It's ridiculous. All right, that's it for calls. But Philip, Ronnie, Bobby, Roland, and others, you can hold for the Burmese Python. Coming up, he's going to do 3 hours after us, but I've got a final segment coming up where I want to get into some of Larry Flint's letter and a few other pieces of info straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. online. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Final segment. Countdown for me to a whole bunch of hard work. Doing the radio is fun. Making films when you're getting down to the wire is grueling, but it's going to be one hell of a documentary. And I tell you, we will sell no wine until it's time, as the immortal Orson Welles would say. Okay, I'm not going to have time to read this whole thing, but I'm going to try to read some of it. It's Common Sense 2009, Huffington Post. We got it up on Infowars.com. And I will tell you who woke this guy up. You know, I don't agree with everything he does or says, but he reaches a lot of people and was a big Democratic Party operative, and that's Larry Flint. The American government, which was once called our government, has been taken over by Wall Street, the mega corporations, and the super rich. Yes, Mr. Flynn, it's called the New World Order, but he says that later. That's what's incredible. They are the ones who decide our fate. It is this group of powerful elites, people which President Franklin D. Roosevelt called economic royalists, who choose our elected officials, indeed our very form of government. Both Democrat and Republicans dance to the tune of their corporate masters. In America, corporations do not control the government. In America, corporations are the government. Yeah, global governance is run by private corporations. This was never more obvious than with the Wall Street bailout, whereby the very corporations that caused the collapse of our economy were rewarded with taxpayer dollars. So arrogant, so smug were they that without a moment's hesitation, they took our money, yours and mine, to pay their executives multi-million dollar bonuses. Yeah, 23.7 trillion, Larry. Something they continue doing to this very day. They have no shame. They don't care what you think about them. Henry Kissinger refers to us as useless eaters. And again, I happen to know the editor of Hustler, and we got to try to get him on, because it's interesting that Larry Flint, of all people, is a fan. And now talking about eugenics, the article goes into that. This is wild, folks. This is a big supporter of the Democratic Party. I mean, an icon out there. But you say we have elected a candidate of change, to which I respond, do these words of President Obama sound like change? A culture of irresponsibility took root from Wall Street to Washington to Main Street. There it is, right there. We are Main Street. We must accept, according to our president, share the blame. He went on to say, a regulatory regime basically created in the wake of the 20th century economic crisis, the Great Depression, was overwhelmed by the speed, scope, and sophistication of a 21st century global economy. Flint goes on to say, this is nonsense. The reason Wall Street was able to game the system the way it did, knowing that they would become rich at the expense of the American people, oh yes, they most certainly knew that, was because the financial elite had bribed our legislators to roll back the protections enacted after the stock market crash of 1929. And that's exactly what happened. And then he goes into how Republicans and Democrats were part of it, how Bill Clinton's the one that got rid of it, and Bush went along with it, and then Obama comes in and blames the American people. Congress gutted the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated commercial lending banks from investment banks, and passed the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which allowed the self-regulation with no oversight. The Securities and Exchange Commission subsequently revisited and revised its rules to allow for even less oversight. And we've all seen how well that worked out. To date, no serious legislation has been offered by the Obama administration to correct these problems. Instead, Obama wants to increase the oversight and power of the Federal Reserve. Never mind that it already had significant oversight and power before our most recent economic meltdown, yet failed to take action. Well, yeah, because it's a holding company for the very same banks that did it. Never mind that the Fed is not a government agency, but a cartel of private bankers that cannot be held accountable by Washington. Whatever the Fed does with these supposed new oversight powers will be behind closed doors. Mr. Flint, it's a new bank of the world, so they can run the whole planet and run these scams. Obama's failure to act sends one message loud and clear. He cannot stand up to the powerful Wall Street interests that supplied the bulk of his campaign money for the 2008 election, nor, for that matter, can Congress, for much the same reason. Consider what multi-billionaire banker David Rockefeller wrote in his 2002 memoirs. We cover this in Truth Rising. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Just like you're proud of funding Hitler, huh? Read Rockefeller's words again. He actually admits to working against the best interest of the United States. And Larry Flint's article is now making big headlines around the country. And he goes on, I haven't even read half of it. Need more? Here's what Rockefeller said in 94 at a UN dinner. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. They're gaming us. Our country has been stolen from us. Journalist Matt Taibbi writing in Rolling Stone, notes that esteemed economist John Kenneth Galbraith laid the 1929 crash at the feet of the banking giant Goldman Sachs. Taibbi goes on to say that Goldman Sachs has been behind every other major economic downturn as well, including the most recent one. As if that wasn't enough, Goldman Sachs even had a hand in pushing gas prices up to past $4 a gallon. The problem with the bankers is longstanding. Here's what one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, had to say about them. Before I read the Thomas Jefferson quote, I want to read the Taibbi quote. This Matt Taibbi guy wrote a book attacking me and others about the New World Order a few years ago, and then now acts like he's the leader of us, but kind of whitewashes it. So he's kind of like the Glenn Beck of the left. Watch out for him. The problem with bankers is longstanding. Here's what one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, had to say about him. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And then it goes on. We all know that the first American Revolution officially began in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence. Less well known is the single strongest motivating factor for revolution was the colonists' attempt to free themselves from the Bank of England. But how many of you know that the Second Revolution, referred to by historians as the Shays Rebellion, it took place in 1886 to 1887, and once again, the banks were the cause because they make up fiat money and buy everything up and send mercenaries they hire to throw you out of your house, continuing with what he has to say. This time, they were putting the screws to America's farmers. Daniel Shays was the farmer in Western Massachusetts. Like many other farmers of the day, he was being driven into bankruptcy by the bankers' predatory lending practices. Sounds familiar? Rallying other farmers to his side, Shays led his rebels in an attack on the courts and the local armory. The rebellion itself failed, but the message had been sent. The bankers and the politicians who supported them ultimately backed off. As Thomas Jefferson famously quipped in regard to the insurrection, a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that's the same thing happened at the Alamo. They killed those 186 people. But out of that came the victory for the state and the freedom we enjoy today over that despotism Mexico. And they could smash me flatter than a pancake. It only makes us rise up like a phoenix 1,000 times stronger. And that's why they're now asking their minions not to pull down our Obama posters nationwide. Because it's blowing up in their face. That's why I'm not worried. My children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, your children are what matters to me. I understand posterity. I understand life is but a twinkling of an eye. And it's our species and our people and ideas and values that have true value. And that we'll do anything to protect those. That's why we cannot lose. All their Northcom, the army massed against us, the troops are waking up. The number one support they give is for Ron Paul. The police are waking up. We don't have to be at each other's throats. These offshore bankers have almost got full control. They've almost fully bankrupted us by design so they can pose as the saviors. We've got to stand up and say no to them. We can stand up and be heard. We can stand up and go past black, white, liberal, conservative, Hispanic, Asian, white, whatever, Catholic, Protestant. We can come together, doesn't matter what religion, what creed, and say we want liberty, we want freedom, we don't want foreign offshore banks creating tens of trillions in fiat made-up currency to buy off the planet and bankrupt us. Because the fiat money they create, we've got to pay them for the right to use it. You understand that? We have to pay them for the money that we gave them. We become their slaves in payment to make them king. The article goes on. Just go to InfoWars.com. Huffington Post, it's up there as well. Very important is the Huffington Post is forced to attack their god, Barack H. Obama. Great job, crew. Jason Berman's coming up for 3 hours. Then we'll re-air this show back to back until I'm live at 11 a.m. tomorrow Central. God bless you all. Great job, crew.